In your career, you've led the University of Maine and held academic leadership roles at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, UNLV, and Louisiana at Monroe. Each time, how do you prepare for the transition into leading a different school?
I think you do an awful lot of homework because it's really kind of twofold, because when you seek to do a change or make a change, you've seen something in another institution that really attracts you. And it's usually based on a commonality of vision or experience or skill set. And so you really read as much as you can about that institution. So at every place, you take an awful lot of reading and understanding and talk to people about what do you know about that institution. So you get a very good comfort level of what it's about, what's the character, what's the personality. And then the second very important question is, can you lead that? I mean, is it consistent with my skill set and my vision and core values for higher education?
When you were being introduced to the Ball State community a few weeks ago, you spoke about wanting to increase research funding at the university. So how do you begin to do that?
Well, we did that very focused at UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And what that really requires, understanding the nature of the institution, the scholarly portfolio of the institution, the faculty strengths, because in order to increase research and funding, it's always based on the strength and quality of the faculty, the graduate programs, and how the undergraduate programs fit into that. So it's really about building infrastructure. The other thing that's so unique about Ball State that we will always couple this, how do we balance that with continuing to enhance the quality of undergraduate education? So that goal is not apart or separate from maintaining the quality undergraduate education that Ball State is so well known for.
At the University of Maine, you helped initiate the Blue Sky Initiative, a multi-year plan focused on student-centeredness and community engagement. Do you plan to bring any lessons from that project to Ball State?
I think that any president who comes to an institution has got to come with a real firm understanding of strategic planning, how to align resources to implement the strategic plan, and to make sure that not only the resources are aligned, but all of the constituencies are aligned. And that was really the remarkable success of the Blue Sky Project, was all constituencies became a part of it, helped design it, helped establish the priorities and the initiatives and the strategies. And then at the end of the day, everybody owned it. And when that happens, when the university constituencies, from the board to the alums, to the students, to the faculty, to the staff, when everybody owns your future, it is a tremendously inclusive process that is very successful. That's almost your insurance of success if everybody's there at the beginning, because they'll be there at the end.
Indiana recently established a grant program to help attract more STEM teachers, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And as a toxicologist, you made that transition yourself. What made you head into academics?
I always wanted to go into academics. When I went to graduate school at University of California, Davis, in toxicology, this was in the 70s, and toxicology was a fairly new discipline, and it was a wonderful time to be a toxicologist, learning how chemicals cause disease, but yet also how to prevent disease from chemicals, and risk assessment became a very significant part of it. So many of my colleagues were going into industry or government, and I was the only one in my class that wanted to go to the university. I wanted to teach toxicology and be a university professor.
Do you think that universities have a hand in helping to court some people from the practical STEM careers into maybe thinking about academics at the current or future point in their career?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think we just had a new employee luncheon today, and I saw a number of folks who have come from the private sector to the academy, and they bring great skill sets. Then you couple that with great theoretical foundation. Our students have to go out with both. I mean, I think that's where the immersive learning program is so successful at Ball State, is you have a great theoretical foundation in your discipline, and then you couple it to real-world experience. And it's no different in STEM than whether it be in theater or anything like that. The more we can combine strong conceptual foundation with real-world experience, that's when people are going to be looking for Ball State graduates. And I think that's why they are looking for Ball State graduates.
You'll soon welcome a new class of freshmen here at Ball State, your first as president.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling them my class.
What advice do you think you'll give them about their college career here?
I really want them to think about what these 4 years mean to them, the concept of engagement. You have every opportunity to learn so much, and you have every opportunity to grow so much, and you have every opportunity to make the relationships that will last you for a lifetime, if you engage, if you really engage in your 4-year experience.
Well, Dr. Ferguson, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.